Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. This your boy, Max Image, man, and I'm here, and I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep shit going. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. How you doing? And we broadcasting live, I told y'all, from Maple Heights, Ohio, undisclosed location. But if you want to know where I am, just call the show. 646-478-0944. Tonight, man, is one of those nights. It is beautiful out here, and I know that everybody is out in the neighborhood. And guess what? So am I. Out here in the streets, doing what I do on my one tip. So y'all know y'all done tuned in. The beginning of the intro was Nothing Wrong, instrumental produced by your boy E-Max, The Image. And I'm telling you, I'm here. So a lot of stuff going on in the news, you know, in our neck of the woods, you know, in Cleveland. Of course, everybody in the world know about the Jenna DeJesus and Amanda Berry story with Mr. Charles Ramsey. And I'm pretty sure everybody saw Mike Epps and a number of the other comedians doing spoofs on this, you know, serious subject, which I don't understand. But, I mean, I guess you got to find the humor and everything, but I really don't think that this is a human situation. A lot of people out there feel the same way I do, but a lot of people don't. And I just would like to say, you know, if you have any complaints about anything you hear on Hood Talk Radio, all you have to do is call the show. Call me. Because if you call Blog Talk, they'll just direct you right back to E-Max the Image. And you can just call this number on Wednesday night, and guess what? You'll be talking to me again. So, you know, it's all right if you don't like what I'm saying, but it's all right if I say it. Now, I want to, the first thing I want to talk about, man, is you know, people's ignorance, all right? Yeah, finally, we got a nice day. Okay, summer ain't even started yet. The way it is in Cleveland, we might even get another, you know, couple snowdrops. Who knows? But damn, people, you know, it's not even a full moon out here. And it's just been straight stupidity all day long. I'm talking about from first thing in the morning. So I got off work. I'm out in the streets. I'm running around. I'm just seeing ignorant shit all over the place. Okay? Went to pay my insurance today, and I'll be damned if this girl didn't toss her baby to one of her friends and run out of there so fast you couldn't see her. But guess what she was doing? She jumped in a car with some dude and another chick. And I mean, she started whooping this girl's ass in the front seat. Okay? Whooping her ass in the front seat. Dude couldn't do nothing but just throw his hands up. And he tried to say something, and she cocked him with the elbow. Blah! Went back to whooping her ass. Had that girl on the front of the, I mean, man, it was some straight YouTube shit. But nobody had a camera. Nobody had a camera. That shit just happened too fucking fast, and it just happened out of nowhere. Okay? She tossed her baby into her friend's arms and took off like a bolt of lightning and dove through the window. Enjoy what I said. Dove through the window. To whoop this girl ass that was with her baby daddy. You know, he couldn't do nothing but get out the car. She smashed into somebody else's car and just took the fuck off, you know. That's some crazy shit. And we got a lot of things going on in our community. Like I said, the story has been changed around so much as far as Charles Ramsey and what he's supposed to receive from whatever, whoever. They didn't set up this courage fund now. Somebody need to explain that shit. Courage fund. You know what I mean? Because whatever they gave him was supposed to be a reward, I believe it was. He just gave it to the girl, which was honorable, you know. But, you know, he could have split it up with the other guys that helped him rip the door open. You know, because had nobody taken initiative to rip that door open, they would probably still be in there waiting for another opportunity to get out. But thank God it was somebody, you know, two people, as a matter of fact. I can't remember the Puerto Rican guy's name because they really don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? There's some crazy shit. But they got a Monsanto. If y'all don't know, it's going to be a march against Monsanto. I received an email May the 25th at 1:45 p.m. They're going to start at the Westside Market. Okay, and it is a march on Monsanto Foods. If you don't know what Monsanto is the manufacturer of GMOs. If you don't know what GMOs are, they are genetically modified organisms. In other words, it's the food we're eating today. Okay, it's one of the reasons why chemtrails are being sprayed up in the sky so that it will kill the vegetation. And see, this synthetic food that they process, you know what I'm saying? It's like the soil that, you know, we use to grow regular vegetation, it don't produce the minerals, you know what I'm saying, that the genetically modified food organisms need in order to sprout and seed and, you know, and all that good stuff. So in order for the fake food to grow, it's got to have, you know, some extra shit sprayed on top of them. And on top of that, they, you know, putting a lot of barium and selenium and all that shit and aluminum, soft metal particles floating around in our atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? It has more than one purpose. These strange weather anomalies is coming about. You know what I'm saying? Partly because of the Tesla invention that they've turned into, you know what I'm saying, the heart machine. But I ain't heard nobody marching against that yet, because they really can't prove, really, outside of speculation, that people are actually changing the weather. Prime example of that, last week we had a jet stream flowing from east to west, when normally it flows west to east. So, I mean, just little stuff you can investigate, but how far can you go with before, you know, you hit a shut door, closed door, locked door, vault, secret, confidentials. You know what I mean? I know y'all out here hearing about the shit the IRS is doing to people, you know what I'm saying? If you part of a Tea Party or a certain political group, conservatives, liberals, whatever, man, but it's all that politics. And, you know what I'm saying, they fucking with people money. So y'all check that shit out. It's all over the world, too. It's in the paper. I want you to go on YouTube and type in these words. World banker makes stunning confession. And just listen to, you know, what this man is talking about, because it's some real, real, real shit that's happening right now, and it's happening in our world, and it's happening because of the economic groups that's controlling everything financially. Now, Monsanto is a huge corporation overseas. You know what I'm saying? They do a lot of wheat and corn, shit that they really can't grow over there. Rice, you know, they get rice from China and everything. And they take it, and they break it down to the atoms, and they will, how they call it, reverse engineer it. They figure out what's in it, and then they create their own. So that, you know, you no longer pretty much dealing with fresh food no more. You know, they don't work shit out with the farmers, that the farmers now have to start planting Monsanto seeds. They have to use Monsanto, and I mean, based on the research I've done, shit like weed and seed, you know, ortho grow, a lot of the stuff that we use on our yards now, you know what I'm saying, they help these fake ass vegetations grow. You know what I'm saying? That's why lately, maybe the past couple of years, a lot of people have been seeing their grass turning yellow, even after you water it and keeping it watered, because it's the chemicals that's falling from our atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be careful. Y'all be careful. We breathing that shit. You can tell. But just be careful. Read the back of your food when you buy shit and you go to the grocery stores. Look for the GMOs, okay? Gotta look for it. Look for the GMOs. It's on. Since the federal government mandated that everybody put the ingredients that they have in their food on packages, just, you know what I'm saying, take that shit and look. for the GMOs. And you don't know what they are, genetically modified this, genetically modified that. That means it's stripped of its bare essentials, and it really does nothing to promote health in the human body. Nothing but deterioration. Because y'all got to remember, you know, if you know anything about the Georgia cash stones, they're trying to break everybody down to about 500 million. And right now it's like 6 billion people on the planet. So that's a lot of people got to die. You know what I'm saying? Grow your own shit if you can. You know, I once read a report about a lady getting arrested because she was collecting rainwater in a bucket to, you know, water her garden. And apparently that's illegal. So check around your state legislature and see if it's legal for you to trap rainwater before you start your own garden. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us, man. 646-478-0944. It's your boy, E-Mac. And we are going to play. Let's see. And I'm going to hook y'all up right quick. This is one of the nights, man. We can just talk, but we're going to play some music right now. We're going to play. Let's see. Damn, these motherfucking mosquitoes. Let's see what we're going to play. Let Him Go by your boy E-Max, Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah, this dude.
Let him go.
I know you.
That's right, it's all good. 646-478-0944. That's right, it's your boy E-Max, man, and you are tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. Now, I'm trying to get something here going on. Get rid of these damn mosquitoes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these motherfuckers out here, too. They tear guys up. Ain't gonna lie. We gonna work that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's a fucking beautiful night out here, man. Lovely, quiet Mabel Heights. Police got everybody in check. Y'all niggas better not do nothing stupid, or you will be incarcerated out of this bitch. Me, myself, I'm just chilling, you know, doing my show. Trying to fight these bugs. And they out here, too. Trying to start me a fire, you know. Y'all can hear this shit. I'm trying to get us a bug. Mosquito. compelling. I don't know. For a second. Hopefully. Did it take flame? Man, that shit take flame, right? But we're going to keep on trying. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, man. It's your boy. I just want everybody to be a little more vigilant. Now, here's something. I was talking to some coworkers this morning, and I don't know. It just brought something to my attention. It made me think. You know? I mean, for real. You made me say, what the hell is the underlying story here? You know what I mean? And there is an underlying story here. Something bigger going on than just the girls being rescued. There are some things I got to do right quick. Yeah, we're going to get back into another song. This one, I like this song. I hope you like it too. You're going to find that. Called My Moments. Emacs. Wait a minute, y'all. We're going to find it in here. Motherfucker, My Moments. Let's talk about it. That's right, that's right, that's that moment. 646-478-0944. It's your boy E Max the Image, and we are having fun up in here, man. I hope you are too. That was my moment. I'm trying to make some mosquito repellent here. In a minute, man, we're gonna be switching to a different system, so y'all might have to bear with me for a second, because me rushing to get to where I needed to be for the night's show, kind of like scrambled out of the studio without the charger for my laptop, so I can't stay. Okay, see y'all later now. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I sure do. Well, I'm going to play a song right quick because I got to move my car. So I'll be back in 1 minute. Motherfucker.
While I'm playing with your lady, push the down, man. talk about the shit that I've been through. So many days, so many stages, trying to find my breakthrough. Entertaining strangers only watching.
I told y'all, it was going to be changing locations in a minute. And that is 646-478-0944. It's Hood Talk Radio. Y'all on with E-Mex, the most coolest host in the world. I just like to say, what's up? What's up? That was motherfucker by me, you know. My own little input into the world. Everybody, you get to know your boy. Hey, computer lady, where's your USB jack? Yeah. Never mind. You work that out. What is this here? So what is it doing? Damn it. Well, I'm going to tell y'all what. We're going to try to work on something, all right? I'm going to keep this microphone open just in case this computer goes off over here and we're going to play another song, all right? Mad at me. Don Bree.
Yeah, we on the prowl, we on the road. Yeah, we bout to shine, we bout to blow. Yeah, we going out, going out, going out. Hell yeah, we going out, going out, going out, going out, out.
AJD, we got them people, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it, what you got it to me for? Got a pocket full of people, people. What you mad at? What are you mad at me for? What you mad at? What are you mad at me for? What you mad at? What you mad at me for? If these niggas hate me on the D-Lo, I'm feeling the same, I'm about to reload. She in my space like, let me breathe, ho. I'm killing the game without no cheat codes. Whoa, bitch, nigga, we real. Choke a nigga out till his face turns tail. If I'm making money, why the hell I need a deal? I went to my own, I ain't never had a steal. All I can for Christy, I can see how it feels. Do it for my squad, trying to see 100 bill. Ganja, thoughts, a plate full of bill. Two fingers down, cause a nigga feel. And I'm still with the set, though. I'm a sick animal, need a vet, though. And I can't even booze in this bitch. You be doomed in this bitch, need a 2 minutes, bitch. I be bruising this snitches and doing my thing. And I'm like, what you got a team for? Wait, we fall, I'm about to take off from the
free. Yeah, we on the road, we on the road. Yeah, we about to shine, we about to blow. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out, going out.
AJD, we got them people, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it, what you got it to me for?
What's up, it's Roman. I blow money, blow ganja. Rap, this my bread and my butter. This game is just shrimp and it's lobster. This shit is so easy, haters can't see me, I just see comments. These bitches is thirsty, Oxyfine, it should be my sponsor. You is a hater, man, cause my money be greater. Gotta grind for the paper, ain't no difference in me and a skater. I'm a hustler and I'm a chaser, mess with my boys, they waste ya. Bo got the paper, Cole got the weed and I got the flavor. Been waiting, yeah, my team been waiting. Started in the gutter, now we crawling out the basement. Penthouse living till we all up on the rooftop. No squares in my circle, yo, quick looking like a shoebox.
AJD, we got them people. We got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it for? Got a pocket full of people.
And then we take over. Game looking ugly, so we just make over. Co-read the prophet, the prophecy is. Y'all gon' turn haters and I'll be the shit. 100%, y'all 85. You snitching them bitches, better hope you alive. MCO guys, kill the bees in my hives. Juju in the skies, the reason I ride for. What would the problem be? Nothing probably. Honestly, you niggas should honor me. I flow a piranha speed, yeah, I'm a beat. Nigga,
nigga.
Can't nobody fuck with my niggas,
nigga.
Can't nobody buck with my niggas. Jack wild, smoke loud, smoke a pound with my niggas,
nigga, nigga, nigga.
AJD, we got them people, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it for? Got a pocket full of people, people. And I'm like, what you mad at?
What you mad at me for?
What you mad at me? What you mad at me? Mad at me? What you mad at? What you mad at me for?
Yep. That was Don Breed, everybody. What you mad at me for? You know what I'm saying? Them boys is all right. They got a little girl in that group, too. She cool. But they all right. Y'all mind excuse me because I'm eating. I'm hungry. And I'm fighting a damn fly. So, 646-478-0944 is the number. I don't know how long we're going to be on the air tonight. I'm just going to be fair about it. Because it looks like we have some issues here. And it's, you know, because of human error. So we ain't going to blame nobody except me. Y'all know what it is. This is your boy, Max. And we are going to continue with the show as long as we can. All right. When you're walking down the street at night, you know, you and the pack of dudes, you pack of girls, whatever, police gonna profile y'all, okay? Just know, while you are running the street at night, the police gonna profile you. That's number one. If you ain't out there doing nothing foul, you ain't got nothing to worry about, okay? So, at these points, they really trying to make this shit like a police state. You know what I mean? If you don't know what a police state is, put that shit up on the internet. Sometimes people know shit and don't know shit. Got you stinking motherfucker, you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's a done deal. You got to be more willing to protect yourself. When I say protect yourself, that means not just, you know, in the streets or whatever, man. I mean mentally, spiritually, and physically. I mean, because you out there, your friends out there, you don't really know what type of shit they be on when y'all out trapping in the streets. So, you know, so y'all all got to have a mutual understanding. And, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like everybody going to follow the rules anyway. So you got to pick your friends. Be careful. Just because somebody cool, you'll notice that was want to do some dumb shit. Hey, man, let's go over here and do some dumb shit. Shit don't work. So what you need to do is get rid of them dumbass friends and just roll on your own. Do the solo thing. You know what I mean? It ain't that serious. It ain't that serious. So here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Don't go right now. You're going to go back to Miss Coletta with some money. What's up,
well,
friend?
I just got off of work, and I'm on my
you
way
know,
home.
Just get home, get home, get home.
Why
work.
Should I run
got to
when
run,
I'm going to be there all alone?
For a pity, rub together, make plenty. I'm reaching for the stars from the sun, that's imminent. 24/7, doing me, working hard. Poke black and independent, compliments to myself. No time to be alone in summertime. Put my whip up out the gate, bumping classy for ghetto. Black shades, crack the sunroof, looking tinted from the outlook. Rolling down the Ave, hard knots of Cleveland. My city, potholes in the street. Don't stop me from grinding, don't stop me from shining. Thinking to myself for what's about to jump. To get the party started, styrofoam and ready. Keep my tank on full. Grab advice to eat the heat to wind beneath my feet. Being pretty is a treat. Don't take advantage, I manage. Withdraw it from the bank. Cause everything I do is money sign. And if you feel me, blow them trees, relax your mind. For my feet, my dentist didn't tell me floss 7 days a week. I'm from the street, so I floss 7 days a week. Call my girl, hit the mall, sexy panties and bra. Talk some shit, laugh it off about how niggas play their cards doing me. Ball till I ball, cause those haters want a city crawl. So I ball, sexy ass chick, yellow, red, green, gold. Up and down the aisle, shopping bags for tonight's action. True satisfaction guaranteed, Royal Highness, talk to talk, walk to walk. In my lovely lady pumps, my money be not temporary, extra, extraordinary, turn it to the maximum. Hear me loud and clear, take the place of a chandelier. I sparkle and I twinkle, twisted faces and they wrinkle.
I got it, I got it.
Thanks for letting me know about that chick, Miss Cluddo. Open up my door, I gotta let my glow show.
Radio. This is your boy E. Max the Image, and I will see you. Peace, y'all.